News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Green Party thinks it has a solution to high insurance costs in Ireland. With us is Michael Pidgeon, who is Green Party councillor and the party's finance spokesperson. Michael, you have just launched an insurance reform policy. Its key approaches to reducing insurance costs are what?
The basic idea is, one, to try and reduce costs for the industry, which are very, very high, but then also to make sure that the industry is passing those savings on to Irish customers and house and businesses. So basically what we did was, we thought, rather than reinvent the wheel, we realized that insurance costs are a lot lower across Europe and around the world. So we just looked for some of the best practices in other countries that we think we could apply here. So just to give you an example, it's a long 35-page document. We've a lot of detail in there. But just to give you an example of some of the key ones, in Sweden, they have this thing called a no-fault model, which is applied to traffic or motor accidents, where instead, what we do in Ireland at the moment is, if there's a crash, insurers basically spend lots of money to hire lawyers, and they spend time and money, customers' time and money, fighting in the courts to prove exactly who was responsible and how much it's worth and that sort of thing. So instead, in a no-fault model, what happens is, if you're injured, your insurance company pays you, and you don't get bogged down in disputes about, you know, exact responsibility in an accident that was often unrecorded and difficult to prove. So there's kind of no more legal delay or wrangling.
But hang on, the other idea, what does the injuries board do then?
Well, this is exactly it. At the moment, that's actually one of the other ideas we have, is the injuries board at the moment is taking less than a third of cases, because a lot of people feel that they can get a better settlement, whether they want a lower amount or a higher amount, depending on who they are in the process. They often go to court because they feel that they can get a better resolution there. So another idea which we've taken from Australia is to actually, a bit like the planning process, bind people in to initial decisions. And if there's a point of law where there's like some process thing where they want to appeal to the courts, they can, but that's a very narrow circumstance. In most cases, what you would have is the injuries resolution board would essentially decide the case, and that's that. So rather than going through, you know, to the High Court and then appealing things through and spending so much on legal costs, which is a key driver of costs in Ireland, we'd want that settled out of court.
Now, the one issue with this, Michael, is this sounds wonderful in theory, but the last time somebody had this theory, it was Mary Harney, and she believed that she was going to be able to get lawyers entirely out of the process, and the lawyers went bananas and pushed themselves back into the process. So what's your magic key for achieving what she was unable to achieve?
I think fundamentally it has to be rooted in an anger of what's going on. Because we're actually launching this policy today in Bray, where there's an adventure center there, where their premiums have gone up over 1,000% since 2015. We see it with community groups locally, particularly public liability insurance. People at home will be getting, I think in particular, car insurance is one where you get absolutely nothing extra and it comes in at an even higher rate. So obviously there's a political challenge in this and all kinds of change. The Green Party knows that probably better than anyone. But you just have to look at the scale of the problem and the extent of the problem. And it's so clear that it's a sector that's desperate for reform. Because it doesn't have to be like this. That's the thing. It isn't like this around the rest of the world.
As laudable as your intent might be, passion and anger doesn't win a High Court challenge.
No, that's certainly true. But like, there's a question of a political challenge or a legal challenge to this. And legal challenges, you have to do your best to try and anticipate for sure. But we do know that this exists in other common law countries. We know it exists in other EU countries. So it seems something that like is simply backing away because we tried to reform it in the early 2000s and it didn't work, to me, isn't really a good enough answer.
Okay, give me a sense then of the quantum of the prize.
Focus this on
You talked about having looked at the other EU countries. What's the delta between us and them in terms of the kind of insurance costs? Have you a couple of examples?
We know that the premiums are substantially higher, and I know that because I'm currently working on a project to establish exactly this, where I'm trying to insure the same car in 18 different European countries. So we haven't got all of it done yet. We'll be on to you once we have the exact publication of comparing things. But we do know that Ireland pays generally higher insurance rates. It's just very difficult to compare because you're often insuring things in very different ways. But we will have kind of more complete figures on that soon. There is an overall figure which ranked Ireland as number 3 in the OECD for insurance costs generally, but that varies so much across sector.
That'll be an interesting piece of work. I look forward to having you back when you have that done, to get a sense of what the, you know, taking a singular like that and seeing how it fits across the other EU member states. It'll be intriguing to see what you come up with. Michael, thank you very much for your time. That's Michael Pidgeon, who's Green Councillor for Dublin South West Inner City, and he's also the finance spokesperson for the Green Party. Text to say, my insurance, I got my quote in the post. It was €823. I have 20 plus years of driving insurance, claim free, no penalty points. I called well in advance of my renewal date, and the best they could do was get it down to £800. I started shopping around and said to insurers online, and the quote returned €435. I called the insurer again to try to talk somebody about the differences in the policies, where I was told that the online quotes can only be discussed with the online team, and normal over the phone quotes, like I had previously discussed, had to be dealt with the phone team. Nonetheless, some difference. £800 down to £430 just by shopping around. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.